Our next report comes from the North Shore Community School in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Robbie Teege is the teacher there.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of April 21st, 2018. My name is Abby, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The winter silence has given way to the sounds of spring. If you listen carefully, you will hear them. Birdsong in the warming air, but another sound delights the ear. The sound of rushing rivers freed from their bondage of ice. At night, when cars are parked in their garages and driveways and the road is quiet, you can hear it. The river in the woods. Last weekend, it was very warm and sunny. Many kids got sunburned over the weekend from all the playing they did in the warm weather. On Friday, winter started again. Today, it started to snow. Lily thought the snow looked like goose feathers. Lots of people are hearing the tiny birds singing their spring song over the warm weekend. People are observing jungles of large flocks feeding by roadsides and below bird feeders since Saturday the 21st. They are gray with a pink bill and white belly. Fox sparrows were also present on Saturday. Rebecca and Sam noticed bald eagles migrating while riding the bus. Sam saw two robins that looked like they were fighting, and he saw four eagles out in a field. Sandhill cranes were over on Saturday morning, the 21st. Their dry, croaky bark sounds are unmistakable. The first kestrels were sitting on power lines on the 21st. A fun fact is that kestrels are the smallest falcons in Minnesota. Tuesday afternoon, Miss Teege got a call from home about a bird in the wood stove chimney. She opened her wood stove and pulled out a kestrel who somehow fallen down the pipe. He had striking brick red tail feathers and back under all the ash. When he was released, he circled twice before flying away, so they thought he was okay. Red-winged blackbirds sang atop cattails in Duluth on Sunday the 22nd. Mallard ducks were seen on ponds. Some small ducks are making their way north as well. Maybe teal at dusk on spring 24th. The sound of the woodcock could be heard in a nearby hayfield. Their sky dance is one everyone should observe as the sun sets. Song sparrows were heard singing their melody-filled song on the 25th, and tree swallows were perched on the power lines. Mr. Jim, our school custodian, had a visit from a pair of sandhill cranes at his house Wednesday the 25th. He thinks it is the same pair from the fall. They nested on his property last year, and he was surprised to learn a crane chick is called a colt. He is excited to see if a colt will be arriving soon. Megan and Lydia saw one purple flower in their yard. Also, the bulbs that Lydia planted in the fall are starting to grow. The grass and flowers at Dina's house are starting to grow as well. At Elliot's house, under all the snow, there is green grass. The first dandelion was blooming at school on Tuesday the 24th. Joby saw a caterpillar on the 22nd in her yard. It was black and yellow. On Tuesday, during environmental education, Miss Jackson's class learned about spruce budworms, the larva of a native moth. They hatch during the spring and eat all the buds off of the spruce and balsam trees. Some of the balsam trees in our school woods had spruce budworms. They had eaten the pine needles on the trees. Also, we cut down three buckthorns, which are really bad for the forest. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Nice job, Abby. That was a great report. Lots of things to talk about, and they covered them well. Well written, I'd have to say. That reflects an effort on the part of those kids. Nicely done.